Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Thursday the 14th of March and today's news story is about a very dangerous cat. But before I tell you why it is so dangerous, let's take a look at the key words. So here are some words that I think you might not know or you might not be sure about, but they all feature in the news story. See if you can understand what they mean based on the context, and we'll come back to them all at the end to look at the definitions. So let's begin with a noun, vat, V-A-T, vat. What is a vat? Next, another noun, footage, F-O-O-T-A-G-E, footage. And then we have another noun, it's two words, metal plating, metal plating. Next, a verb, flee, F-L-E-E, flee. And then a noun, trail, T-R-A-I-L. What is a trail? And then let's finish with two phrasal verbs. To wake up, and sneak in. So listen carefully for those. See if you can understand them based on the context. We'll come back to them all at the end. Here is today's news story. Residents of a Japanese city have been warned not to approach or touch a cat that may have fallen into a vat of toxic chemicals. CCTV footage shows the unlucky feline leaving the metal plating plant in Fukuyama, and while there is no video of the cat actually falling into the vat, there is some evidence that it did before fleeing the scene. Upon arriving, an employee of the factory noticed a trail of yellowy-brown footprints leading away from a container of hexavalent chromium, a highly acidic carcinogen. Police were immediately alerted, as coming into contact with the chemical can be extremely dangerous. Touching it can cause skin inflammation, and inhaling it can cause respiratory problems. Employees at the plant wear masks and rubber gloves when handling the substance. A representative of the firm, Nomura Plating Fukuyama Factory, said, "We immediately alerted police, the Fukuyama city, and neighbours near our factory." They explained that part of a sheet covering the tank appeared to have been turned over. They added, "The incident woke us up to the need to take measures to prevent small animals like cats from sneaking in, which is something we had never anticipated before." Locals have been told to call the police if they see any abnormal-looking cats and to keep their distance. There have been no reports of any sightings of the cat, with environmental officials speculating that it may have died as a result of its encounter with the poisonous substance. And that's today's news story. Okay, so if you live in Fukuyama, please take care. Don't touch any cats unless you're sure it's not dangerous. Now let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. The first was vat. So a cat may have fallen into a vat of toxic chemicals. A vat is a large tank used to hold liquid, often found in places like factories. Next, footage. CCTV footage shows the unlucky feline leaving the metal plating plant in Fukuyama. So footage is video or audio recording of something. And metal plating is the process of adding a thin layer of metal coating. So that's what the factory does. Next, to flee. There is some evidence that it fell into the vat before fleeing the scene. So to flee is to escape, to run away. Next, trail. An employee of the factory noticed a trail of yellowy brown footprints. So a trail is a series of marks left behind by the passage of some body or something, in this case, the cat. Next, wake up. The incident woke us up to the need to take measures. So to wake up is to notice a situation more clearly. And to sneak in, so the incident woke us up to the need to take measures to prevent small animals like cats from sneaking in. To sneak in is to enter quietly and secretly. And those are the keywords. Hopefully they are clear. As always, you can find the full transcript complete with the glossary on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben, and there you'll also find a video comprehension quiz to test your understanding. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story on Sunday.